Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
You're listening to the Undressing Room podcast, brought to you by Macy.
What's up, L'Oreal? It's your girl, Claudia Jordan. How you doing?
Listen, I don't even know if I could sit here with you this week.
Why?
Because I got my clothes on. I'm about to take some off because it's a lot going on.
You're going to take some more clothes off?
Yeah, I got to take more clothes off because I got to buy more at Macy's, child.
We should go there today.
You want to?
I need some like cute sandals to show off my newly beautifully enhanced toes. I had surgery on my toes.
And you have the home that you just bought that you could fill up with
some stuff
as well.
I need some more comforters. I need some cookware. I need all kinds of stuff. So any of my friends that are listening, y'all can give me a gift card from Macy's. Or go to Macy's and get me stuff from my house. Thank you very much.
That sounds very exciting. And also, so is your new house. You might have an open marriage in there, you think?
An open marriage in my open house? I do have 4 bedrooms and a loft, so I have room for 3 more husbands.
You can have a whole bunch of families in there. We're going to be talking about that this episode.
Just throw me out there.
Is an open marriage or a relationship the best fit for you? Now, there's more and more marriages failing for so many reasons. We know that. And people are opt in to be in an open marriage or an open relationship. But how do you know that that's the right situation for you? We saw that you watched The Chi.
No.
Oh my God, really? So that was Jacob Lattimore and his girlfriend. That was a whole storyline at one point. And it got kind of tricky because he was the one that wanted it open. And then when she got a taste of outside, she didn't want to close it, you know?
That's what I'd be afraid of. Like, say you're the one that's like, no. But then you go ahead and do it. And then say the other person you go have fun with is better than your husband.
Well, we're going to talk all about that. Trust me. Also, at what age does your birthday stop being a big deal? Clearly for Claudia, it's never going to stop. Well, so
I'm 50 now, so I think this might be the last one, the big hurrah.
It's 50 now.
I'm 50. Can you believe that?
No, because you don't look nowhere near 50. That sounds crazy. And I've known you for quite some time.
You know me for like 50 years.
Yeah, I've definitely known you for 50 years.
How old are you, L'Oreal?
I'm 52 then, I guess. No, but it is crazy. I cannot believe the big 5-0. Claudia, we're going to talk about birthdays and what age you stop celebrating your birthday for a week or the whole month. Because, you know, I feel like black people, we the only ones that do that.
It's too much.
We'd be like, yo, you know, it's Pisces season. We going up all March.
And no one needs 30 days of you. You know what I mean? Like, I remember back when I was like real popping on a lot of shows at the time, I would get, when I was in that age group, where I would get hosting gigs for my birthday. So this promoter wanted me to come here, come to Orlando, come to Miami.
Yeah, you go on tour almost.
I was getting paid, so I took all the checks because I'm very greedy when it comes to like, I don't leave no crumbs behind when it comes to money. But I felt embarrassed. After like the third one, I felt like it was too much.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It was a lot. I was like, I'm sorry, y'all. It's me again.
It's a lot. And they got hip to that, the promoters. So now they don't want to pay like they used to.
No, they
it used to be good.
It used to be good.
Then you got all the Instagram thotties. They ruined it.
Now they want to pay you a bottle.
They want to pay you in a bottle and not even a premium one.
No.
A little
$7 Moscato.
Stoli.
I mean, I'll take it, but
I was about to say, now you don't drink Moscato.
I mean, I'll take it, but I'm gonna complain.
I'm weak because the other day we went to go eat and you were the only person that ordered like a Moscato.
I like Moscato.
And they brought you this bottle that almost looked like olive oil and we all thought you were we didn't know what you had going on.
Listen, I like classy drinks like Moscato.
Yeah, because you're a classy.
Oh my God.
What?
Wow, so much love.
Speaking of classy, Miss Lawrence is going to be joining us as well.
Wow.
And letting us know
what a segue.
Thank you. You're letting us know what we should be doing for the festivals. You know, the festivals.
I want to hear about your DMs. You got something nasty this week.
It's going down and we're definitely going to unpack those. And like, it's one of them is. So my DMs went a little crazy, and it was because of a listener on the morning show, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
And it's going down. So we're going to undress all this mess in the Undress Room podcast brought to you by Macy's. And speaking of Macy's, own your beauty, own your style. Macy's Great Shoe Sale. Yes, it's still going down from April 4th to the 16th. This is the last week, so y'all want to get in on this. 40% off when you buy two or more pair of shoes, 30% off of one pair. And if you're looking for platform sandals, heels, boots, even sneakers, that all falls under the umbrella. Macy's has the perfect pair to complete your look. So make sure you check out Macy's.com before it's too late. Some exclusions apply. See Macy's.com for details. And you know you could go to the one in Cali because that's what Claudia said has all the dope stuff.
Macy's and Sherman Oaks is off the chain. They have the best shoe section I have ever seen. All the high-end designer stuff, all kinds of shoes like they have. It's lit up in there.
But there's no shade to the other Macy's because, you know, we come out and show out in any
Macy's. Oh, no, I just haven't had a chance to get to all of them.
Okay.
But that's the one I used to go to.
All right. Well, let's talk about how do you know an open marriage or an open relationship is the right thing for you? Do you know anybody that's in an open marriage or relationship right now?
I know people who think they're in regular relationships, but they're actually in open marriages. Usually, it's one of the people don't know. You know what I mean?
That's sometimes the thing. I was in an open relationship and didn't know.
You didn't know?
I mean, no. I found out after that this guy was like dealing with his baby mom pretty much the whole entire time. So I guess I was in an open relationship. I just wasn't able to mess with nobody.
I hate when they take away your choice because there's so many women, and we're seeing this now with what's becoming popular. A lot of people are okay with it. Don't take away the choice. Like, ask me. Like, don't put me in a position where I don't know, because then the woman usually gets vilified as being the side chick or whatever, the mistress. And all along, you didn't know you was in an involuntary side open marriage.
Yeah.
Or open relationship.
And he's the player. He's the man. I don't feel like you can ever be called the man unless there's an understanding, like you said, and everybody knows about each other.
If you're lying about it, you're not the man.
No, you're a coward.
You're just a liar. You are a coward, and I cannot stand a coward.
You're a clown.
Yeah, I'm not really into the whole open marriage thing or open relationship thing, but I kind of understand it the older I'm getting. Because
child, I can't share my man.
Okay, well, you're young and still full of hope. And when you get older and you start being like, damn, I got let down again. He wasn't who he said he was. Damn, you too? Damn, they still lying and playing games at 49?
But did you have to share them, though?
No. I'm saying I think women need to take the power themselves. And I don't think sharing needs to just be women sharing with other women. Maybe that man got to share you with another man. If he ain't doing it right, or if he's having you lacking emotionally, mentally, why can't you go get it from someone else if he's going to go get sex from someone else? I mean, ideally, we want to just be one-on-one, yes.
Yes.
But it seems like no one's coming with their 100% self. Everyone's like kind of like holding back a little bit of something. So I don't know, man.
It's almost like you have to. You know, like you give, like me, when I give a lot of myself, sometimes it's so draining that like I really don't have anything left for me. Mm-hmm. And then I have to stop and be like, okay, that's where the other person is supposed to be pouring into you or whoever you're dealing with. And they can, but sometimes maybe they're not at 100%. You know, so I think we are very protective of ourselves. So when it comes to things like this, honestly, I feel like this is a cop-out. I feel like this is a way for you not to get hurt and you try to protect yourself as much as you can because you do feel like you're going to fall into one person that may leave you, that may lie to you, that may whatever. So now you go to giving half-assed connections like an open relationship, an open marriage, like that's not a marriage. And to me, I would never acknowledge that. I respect everybody for who they are, yes, but not with me.
McDonald's is not new to chicken, so maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Like I actually feel bad when people say they're in an open marriage.
Me too, because you have to be miserable. I don't care.
You're trying to find something in someone else that you can't find in your partner, or you're choosing to not find in your partner. And I mean, I'm a romantic. I'm a hopeless romantic. I want that one person that I get all my loving and conversation and friendship and inside jokes from that one person. And then if you have to bring somebody else into it, it kind of feels like I failed or you failed.
Yeah.
You know?
And an open marriage to me, if you're bisexual or something like that, where you're like, yo, you know, I like men, I like women, I can't to me, then that makes a little more sense. And your partner knows and y'all have an understanding. But I can't imagine me giving myself to two men like completely and being in love, especially when you're like a marriage. Well, one could be your boyfriend, I guess, and one could be your husband. But like, I can't. That's draining to even think about. I have enough issues, not issues, but like, you start to argue about stupid stuff when you're in relationships that you obviously would never. And I couldn't have those arguments twice with two different people.
How do you keep track?
I wouldn't be able to.
Two men, like, I guess, have you ever been in a situation, though, and me and my friends have talked about this, like, damn, I wish I could be the type of person that could have three boyfriends. Like this person gives me my emotional support. Yeah. This person is amazing physically, and this person is fun.
I've been there. Like, when I was younger, I've definitely, at one point in time, I couldn't tell you me ever being faithful, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, I always would talk to, like, multiple people, or I'll have a boyfriend and still be dealing with somebody on the side. I stopped all that when I got hurt real bad. Because when you get hurt real bad, you don't never want to, I don't want nobody to feel how I felt. Like, I never want to feel like that again. So that's what woke me up from cheating. And honestly, the person that I'm with, like, I don't need nobody else. Like, that's how I look.
You're fulfilled.
Yeah, I'm fulfilled with him. Like, I'm happy. So that is something, too. To imagine bringing another man into the situation or me allowing another woman into our situation. First of all, please. Mm-hmm. No.
To me,
like, I would kill everybody. It would be no men.
Like, I feel like means that person, like, when you want that, when you still crave something from someone else, you're lacking in your relationship.
I'm going to have to agree with that. But some people don't feel like that, Claudia. So according to the American Psychology Association, approximately 40 to 50% of first marriages, we know they end in divorce, which is extremely sad. But 50-50, you got a shot. Anyway, three of the major reasons for marriage failing are too much conflict, a lack of commitment, and infidelity. Isn't that the same thing?
Mm-hmm, I would think.
So cheating. Oh, lack of commitment. No, that's not true, because you cannot be committed to this relationship as far as, like, you worrying about your friends, you worrying about
everything else.
Yeah, you get
priority. A lot of people start crapping on the person that's closest to them and when they get comfortable. You know, familiarity breeds contempt. They're familiar with you, so they're like, they kind of take you for granted. They kind of, like, you're in the back burner.
You're the punching bag.
Everything is, like, a priority before you. Oh, my kids, my dogs, my friends, my this, my that, my this, my mother, my clothes, my shoes.
Because they think you're not going anywhere.
Well, and then you surprise them. You pull that rug out from underneath. I had to do that recently, and I had to, like, pull the rug out on something that I really loved and I was really into. But I was pouring into him, and he stopped pouring into me because things had changed in his life, so he was unhappy. So it made me want to, let me help you.
Yeah.
Let me do your laundry. Let me feed you. Let me rub your back. Let me give you a scalp rub. Let me help you. Let me buy your kids a whole bunch of presents for Christmas. And I don't mind doing that. But then I had to sit back and go,
what the hell is he doing?
Nothing's coming to me anymore.
Right.
And I was offering myself at a discount. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't having any boundaries, any standards. I was just letting, it was all for him. It was one way. And I don't mind helping you out through a rough time, but not at the detriment where, like, I can't get anything from you.
No.
And I can go on for a little bit of time, but it can't go on for, like, months. You know what I mean?
Absolutely not. And even if it did, you would have had to put months into me before that. Like you said, going through something is one thing.
I'll have your back for a while, but you got to at some point.
Don't take it out on me.
You got to be like, listen, babe, I know I'm not where I used to be with you, and I recognize that, and I'm going to get back on. I'm going to show you something. You can't just leave it hanging.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah. Well, listen.
Damn, we're getting very open on this podcast.
We are. Well, some people think that you may not have any of those problems, right? Mm-hmm. If you're in an open marriage or a relationship. So open marriages are growing in the U.S. So it was about, now it's about 4 to 9% of open marriages, right? We've heard a few celebrities like Will Smith and Jada. They have an open marriage. Monique and her husband, which we talked about this. I always assumed that it was her husband that wanted the marriage to be open, but it was actually her. She's the one that had the boyfriend. That took me by surprise because...
That makes me feel better, actually.
If that's true,
I hope that's true.
No, she spoke
she
on
said it.
It.
Okay.
Yeah, it was
cool.
Her that didn't want to let go. And then he then turned around and was like, well, if you got this boyfriend... I'm about to go get me a girl. Yeah. Like, And that's what she was like, hold on a second. Now let's close this relationship up.
No more. No more of that openness.
Open marriage. What's that pish posh? But also, your girl, Latasha Scott, she's now speaking about her marriage being open. What does that even mean anymore? Does that just mean you're able to step out? Do you have another person? I guess everybody's different.
Honestly, and Latasha, if you're listening, I'm not trying to come for you. I kind of feel like she's taking the L to kind of save face for him.
That's
I think she
awful.
Loves him. I think she loves him so much that she'll say whatever to protect their union. I honestly...
He's cheating.
It's my opinion, and I could be wrong because I don't know her like that. We don't talk about her situation like that, but I feel like he's cheated on her and he's hurt her. And I see a lot of hurt when I look at her. I really feel bad for her. I do.
Damn, man. And hurt people. That's probably why she's doing certain things. But all right, so things to do before having an open marriage. Mm. Now, if you're not sure how open marriage is right for you, and you're having issues in your marriage, counseling is not really working, would you be like, okay, hall pass? Or would you like, or did divorce is just it?
Listen, once you say okay to another man, me personally, if I lay down with another man, you've lost me. Yeah. I can't go back and forth.
Me neither.
First of all, ladies, you're going to ruin your pH levels. You have all kinds of secondary problems. Let's not do that.
Okay.
Amongst other things, because who knows who he's sleeping with?
Exactly. And even if it's not an STD, like just the chemistry, like her juices, your juices, his juices, you're causing a problem with bacteria. And no, thank you.
Older I get, the more I don't like people to touch me. Like, no. I make a very clear point of that. The only person that I like touching me is my guy. Like, other than that, I don't like for people to touch me.
She's not lying, because when I saw her, I can't keep track of my friends at a pro hug and not hug. So I went to go give her, and it was like a weird side hug thing.
I'm not
really a hug person either.
My God.
So I was like, it was like a weird, it was like double dutch. Do I get in there? Do I not?
My girlfriends, my homegirls, I always show love. You know what I mean? Bring it in.
Cause some friends don't hug. And yeah. I was that girl before.
I'm not sure sometimes either. Right. That is a very awkward.
So you get them aside and you see if they bring it in or if they do that.
You know what stopped me from being a hugger? Working at a real job like this.
Okay.
Like working at a company, I don't want any of the men to touch me.
Mm.
And reasons why, you know, I don't want anybody to see me hugging on a man that I work with. And when I do, it's definitely going to be the side hug. Whatever. This is, I've never worked a real job as far as like corporate or nothing. I was a rapper, reality, you know how it goes.
Yep.
So it's so loose. Like you could talk about anything, you could do anything. Yep. And in a corporate, I'm not playing with people like that.
Here.
Yeah.
So you're not into open marriages or open hugs?
No, don't hug me. Just please, like, I just prefer for people.
Do I give you dap when I see? What do I do?
No, you can hug me.
Side.
No, stop it.
My boobs can't touch.
It's not you. Side. I mean, if you want to bump boobs with me, fine.
Oh, Lord.
I don't want an open relationship or anything
from
you. Oh, my
God. You coming to my trip? Are you trying to bump boobs with me?
Oh, no, see, you trying to bump other things.
No,
I gotta watch
I'm not.
You.
I'm so straight.
Okay, but has there ever been something unusual that you had an agreement on in your relationship?
Unusual.
Like that people would deem unusual. Like maybe say y'all live together and it's okay for him not to come home.
No. No, absolutely not. I'm pretty conventional when it comes to relationships.
Me too.
I'm like, I'm not into any of the weird stuff. Like I'm not giving hall passes and none of that nonsense.
Yeah, because some women, like, okay, I seen it trending the other day and it was like, you know, my man, if he ain't coming home, then I couldn't live with no man like that. That's me. Like, but I once upon a time I was dating someone who he was very unruly and like he would do things like stay out till like 7 a.m.
Is that the guy at the car? We should have crashed his car.
Yeah, it's the same one. He's all my tragic stories come from that monster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I would find myself like, cause I didn't know what to do. This is like my first time living with a man. And I'm like, well, I know he's outside in the show. I know he run the streets or whatever, but I just like, you blow his phone up. Like, I didn't know what else to do. Blow his phone up.
That's going to feel like crap, though.
I felt terrible. I mean, but then it got to the point where then he stopped. Like, And then he started doing other things. So it didn't, no matter what, even if he comes home, if he's a cheater, that's what he's on, he's going to find a different time to do it.
Yeah, like, exactly.
So coming home is not.
Cheating is not just for late night.
Yeah, it's not. And that's what I think that certain people think that. What about like boys, guys trips?
I don't mind them because I like doing girls trips. You know what I mean? But that you have to be in a trusting relationship. My 3-year relationship with KJ, the guy I did couples retreat with, he did boys trips. He would go snowboarding and stuff like that.
So no hall passes on
not that I knew of.
On guys trips. Because I feel like if you know your guy is going to a place like
Brazil.
Yeah. What do you say? Is there rules? My homeboy, he just is telling me, him and his girl is really, they're really, really in sync, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes I ask him questions because the things that he gets away with, I would murder him. But I know that he loves his girl or whatever. So he told me that he was going away, guys trip, and he told her, like, listen, I want to have some fun. And I just want to let you know. He was honest with her, though. And she said, listen, you use protection. Don't bring me anything back. Oh, I'm going to make you get tested before, you know, you come out, whatever. But that's that.
She let him do it.
She let him do it.
So what I like to do, like, I'm a hater to my guy. Like, so if I had a guy that was going to Brazil and then he went to DR, I would look up all the HIV stats of the country and I would scare him and send him all the stats.
You think that's going to scare him?
He never caught it.
He never caught it and he never got caught. I'm going to say this. That don't mean that he can't use a damn condom. That probably made him use a condom.
I still try to scare him.
Yeah. I only say that because I feel like they say that about so many places. Like Atlanta is the number and people be out here slinging and banging.
That's true.
And they 10 babies and this, that, and the third. So
Atlanta is pretty crazy. Yeah. Y'all wilding out here, L'Oreal.
It's a little crazy. Anyway, what about boundaries?
I'm big on boundaries. I think you should, and also lead by example. Like, I'm going to give you what I expect out of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like real good about, if I have a in a relationship with someone, I definitely like to show them how I show them respect in public. Like with being a public figure, it's easy for men to disrespect your relationship and try to be like, ah, he ain't doing nothing. Yeah. Or let me do more. Who are you with
your
that
little
guy?
Little boyfriend.
Right. I set boundaries right away with other people and with my relationship. Like, what we're not going to do is I'll never allow you to disrespect my man.
Yeah.
And hopefully my man looks at me like that. Like, what you're not going to do is disrespect my woman.
What if something happened kind of uncomfortable, like say it's a mutual friend, mm-hmm. closer to being your friend, and y'all are out and maybe the guy puts his hand on your leg under the table in front of your guy? What would you do?
I had a guy do something like that before.
What happened?
It was after a play, and this actor, as soon as my boyfriend got up and went to the bathroom, he was doing something like that. He was trying to holler at me, and I had to tell him it was uncomfortable. I was like, yo, my guy's here. Like, he was just smiling in his face. So I kept it cute when the boyfriend came back to the table. I didn't tell him then. Immediately when we got in the car, I let him know.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want the other guy to think that he could even get away with that. Like, right. I don't know. Like, me and my guy have a bond. You're not, my thing in a relationship is never let anyone outside think that they have an in. They can put any kind of wedge between us.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Has that ever happened to you?
So I've had it be where the guy has had his woman and tried to do something in front of her, like, or when she left to go to the bathroom.
Trash.
And I look at those people so crazy because here's my thing. Say I did bite, right? Say I was like, oh, you know, well, you know, I like him. Now you finna do the same thing to me. I would never be able to trust nobody
never.
That did nothing like
you
that.
You showed what you gave me a preview, foreshadowing, if you will, of what you would do to me.
Not just that, but that's your character too. If you would treat her like that or do that or disrespect, you just don't have no respect for pretty much anybody, especially if that's, it depends on what they are, if that's your wife, if that's your girlfriend, but still, no matter what, just to disrespect. Yeah, I would never play with my dude like that.
And
never.
Guys that don't take care of their kids, I would never. I can't rock with you.
Yeah, I don't even. I'm not even cool with girls that won't take care of their kids.
If you're gonna violate your seed, you're gonna violate me.
All right, so Claudia, I'm really excited for you. The big 5-0.
Oh my God, your birthday. 50. I can't believe I'm turning 50.
And you be outside more than the young people, like the young ones.
I mean, I was a late bloomer.
Were you? When did you first start going out?
Like, I didn't really live till I was like 30s.
That's crazy.
Because, like, I was always a track star. I was in the pageants and modeling. Yeah. I was very much a workaholic. My mom was mad strict. You know what I mean? So I really couldn't put makeup on until I was older.
Really?
Yeah, so I developed later. I had sex later. I didn't really start living till later. So yeah, I didn't really start really like living my life till I would say about 31, 32. So people might think I'm immature. No, I'm just a late bloomer. That's why I look younger than y'all.
I'm saying my old ass down now because I've been outside since like, I'm not even going to, because so my sisters was older. So I was always like trying to be a little bit more ahead of the game.
He's using them streets.
I was outside. I mean, I've been going to the club and stuff, like real clubs, since I was 16 years old.
Oh, I could never. My mom was not having it.
Well, so I graduated a year early. So I graduated at about 16. And I was just like, I worked in a label. I wasn't supposed to be there either. I was a legal intern.
So he's breaking all kinds of laws. Yeah, labor laws, all kinds of.
I mean, I did music. So, you know, I was always an artist. So I had fake IDs since I could like go outside by myself.
I was a nerd.
Yeah,
I was a late bloomer. So I feel preserved. I feel like I blossomed like 45.
Well, see, I'm preserved because I don't go out now. So you know how everybody be outside? Like, I've been stopped going out. I only go to what I need to go to on a need-to-know basis. So sometimes a Claudia be like, yeah, we out here, da-da-da. I'll be asleep already. Or I'll be in the bed with my cucumbers on my eyes. So that's how that works. But you are celebrating the whole month of April, correct? That's different because this is a milestone birthday.
Only for like 2 weeks, really. Not the whole month.
I would do the whole year. Like, really? If it's 50, yes.
Full disclosure, I had a whole bunch of different plans. There was a change in my relationship status. Yeah. And there was a bunch of plans that we were going to do together because we were both turning 50. So I had to kind of pivot because I got out of that. So it was like bittersweet, but now it's not bitter anymore. It's sweet.
Yeah.
And now I'm being celebrated with my girls. Like I had wanted two goals by my birthday. I wanted to be engaged or married and in a house.
Yeah.
The thing that I could control, I did. And I went and bought a house. I hadn't been in a house in 11 years since I went through like a financial disaster like 13 years ago, 12 years ago. So it felt really good to go do that, put the down payment down, do the renovations, caught up on all the taxes, like everything. Like I did some grown woman shit. I did some grown woman stuff. I didn't want to go into 50, kind of like I'm leaving the 40 stuff behind.
Yeah.
And it feels good.
I love that. And you're married to the streets.
Married to the streets?
No, you're married to the game now. So I'll say this. Well, every time I turn around, Claudia does not, would you say you don't miss a crumb? You stay with a job. Yeah. If I see some people that you won't see them around for 5-6 years and they come back, they looking hurt, they looking crazy. But you, it's like consistently every year, you just glow up more and more and more. And it's crazy. That's why when you sit here and you tell me like 50, now I know the time because, I mean, I'm your friend. But like at this point, I'm like, there's no way. Claudia ain't 50.
I moved to
LA
in 1997, right after the Miss USA pageant. I made top 10. I was Miss Rhode Island. Went to LA with $500. Did background work. Me and Omari Hardwick did extra work on LL Cool J's In the House.
That's hilarious.
I did.
You worked at the gym?
The bar. I was like a waitress, right? And then I did music videos, and I got my first commercial, then 10 more, then Price is Right, then Deal or No Deal, then Fox Sports West, and then hosting, and then the Jamie Foxx show, Ricky Smiley show, and it just kept going up and up and up. And I will say longevity is attributed to not being a jerk to people. A lot of times I've been hired not because I was the better talent, but because I was easy to work with and it was fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like people don't want to spend 10, 12 hours with someone that's a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could be as talented or as beautiful as you want, but if you're difficult, Hollywood's not dealing with you like they used to.
Yeah.
Also, being open-minded, young ladies, you may think in your mind, no, I'm a rapper and that's all I want to be. But you not being closed-minded allowed you to be here, being that girl in radio now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like get out of your own way. Don't think, don't limit yourself. No, I'm a model. I can't do that. I tried stand-up comedy. I hosted comedy shows. I worked at sports shows. I've done given keynote speeches of things I didn't even know I was talking about.
We not one trick pony.
No, you try everything, and that's how you have longevity. If I was just stuck on this modeling thing, my stuff would have ended in 2005 probably.
Right, and it's crazy because you're acting.
Everything.
You have producing shows, number one shows, producing,
I wrote a stage play.
Come on.
And I'm going to write more. I'm going to finance it and put it on the road.
That's amazing.
I'm a part owner of a tech company where I'm going to help people make money on their social media.
Right.
Because a lot of black creators were getting taken advantage of and taking their ad streams away from them. I got y'all.
Yeah.
So hit me up if y'all want to make that real money. Six figures a month. That's
what I'm talking about.
And I love helping other people make money.
I love that. Well, we want to give you your flowers because you definitely deserve them.
Thank you.
You've been amazing light in the industry, for real.
Thank you.
Not just in the industry, but to me, you've been an amazing friend, and you deserve all the flowers. I hate that people like come at you. You know me, I'm a softie, and
do.
I get emotional. I hate when people come after you, and I always try to like.
I don't know where that comes from. I don't
like it because you're such a nice person. I'm a softie. I do want to say, I'm happy that we are friends and you're going to continue to be great more and more. Every time I see you, like I said, you just glow up every time. And it'd be 1 week. I'd be like, damn, Claudia, you did all that in 1 week? And you'd be like, yes, I did. 6 movies. I did. Like, what?
You know, I lost some friends early in life that never had a chance to like live up to their full potential. One of my friends left my house and asked me to come with them. And his name was Ronnie. And when he left, he got murdered.
Oh my God.
And it always stayed with me. His girlfriend was pregnant at the time, and he never got a chance to meet his daughter that he wanted to name after me.
You got me crying.
He wanted to name the baby, give the baby my name as a middle name. So these life hard lessons made me say, I'm never wasting time. You know what I mean? Like, I could die tomorrow. I just lost my friend Kichi that was Floyd Mayweather's assistant.
Yeah.
And like, she wanted to get married. She wanted to have babies, and she never got to do that. So if I have breath in my lungs and you're calling me to come show up at something, or someone wants to book me for something, I'm saying yes to life.
Mm-hmm.
So people be like, how do you do all that? Because the alternative is dying, is being stagnant. And I don't want to have regrets when I'm on my deathbed.
Yeah.
On my deathbed, I want to be like, yo, I freaking did that. You know, and I'm proud of you too, because people come for you as well. I feel like you're like a little sis in that regard.
I know. Maybe I need to get away from your ass.
No, but people don't like people that tell the truth.
Yeah,
and people don't like people that are unapologetic and that have the audacity to believe in themselves. So remember that. It's because you went for it,
mm-hmm.
and you got people along the way that you're gonna surpass that were ahead of you in the game.
Yeah,
and they're gonna feel the way.
And God gives the blessings.
So who's supposed to get them?
Exactly. And they're going to come regardless of whoever tries to stand in the way, say whatever they got to say. But we're going to celebrate you all month, way or another. We're going to start the day, though, for sure.
Let's get some food.
Okay, we're going to get some food. We're going to eat good.
Before we get some food, though, what's in those DMs? Let's get them DMs.
Oh, my
God.
Okay, let's get into these DMs.
I got to get in your business before you get in mine.
I want to find this one DM that I have, because there's a woman that listens to us, and she listened to the transition. Obviously, we've been through some things on the Undressed Around podcast.
Yes.
And she's loving it.
Really?
You know, she says she really likes how me and you are so open and unapologetically us. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I can't find it right now because, hold on, no, I really want to read it because.
Oh, I think I found it.
Okay, did you?
Dear.
Oh, she sent it to both of us.
Yes.
Go ahead. What is that?
Dear L'Oreal, I am loving, although I loved the podcast before, I love it now. I thought I'd hate it when there was a change, but I find myself nodding my head in the car and enjoying the sisterhood and the bond between you and Claudia.
Yes.
I feel like you guys are my two big sisters in my head, and I love seeing women support each other. And Macy's should pay y'all $1 million an episode.
Oh my God, that's exactly what she said, $1 trillion to me.
Oh, she said, hold on. You're right. It says $1 trillion.
You are so hilarious. No, but yeah, shout out to, like I said, everybody that shows us love, all the new listeners, and all that good stuff. So earlier in the week, there was a woman that called to the morning show. Mm-hmm. Shout out the Morning Hustle. If it's in your area, make sure you check it out. So anyway, the question was, and this was hilarious. So a woman had started to flirt with her friend's son. Mm. Okay. And this is her lifetime best friend. And the son is grown now, 24 years old. And she's like flirting with him. And I'm like, this is disgusting. Hell no. How could you do that? Mm-hmm. You probably babysat him. So a caller called in and she tried to say, you sound like a hater. You probably can't even bag a 24-year-old.
That's not a flex.
So I said, hold on a second, sis. I look good. I don't know who you think you're talking to. Right. So now I have all these DMs of people that are like, oh, she got you too. So this is literally all I have in my DMs right now. So I couldn't even read y'all anything too juicy. But I know somebody sent one of our producers a DM. But I will say this. I have 24-year-olds jumping in my DM talking about something. I'm 24, and you definitely can bag me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Would you date a 24-year-old if you were single?
No. No, absolutely.
Remember when
not.
That super wealthy 20-something-year-old guy was
absolutely
trying to holler at me?
Absolutely not. I don't miss those days.
You told me I should have got with that young ball player. Remember that?
That's a different animal. I knew what he was hitting for. So that was a little different.
It's so funny because, well.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you either way.
The way it worked out, yeah.
Yeah. I'm scared of this one, child. Hey, L'Oreal. I wanted to know if I should get back with my ex. He didn't cheat, but we had a toxic relationship, but he has changed and wants to work on us again. Should I give him this chance?
How's he changed? Like therapy change or just telling you he changed?
Telling you he changed, I'm sure.
I have an ex that's been sniffing around lately and it was very toxic.
Really?
But like the first few weeks of it was so amazing that if you focus on that, you'll romanticize it and want to get back into it. But if you think about why y'all broke up, that should help you make your decision to the girl that's asking.
That's me. Let me tell you something, romanticize. I won't remember one good thing that we went through. I will think and drag the toxic stuff to hell just to make sure that I never go back to your toxic ass. That feeling don't match in me.
Yeah.
I already have my own things that go on in my mind. I'm a Capricorn. We're overthinkers. I will beat myself up and think about things all damn day. That's why I don't even really like to be by myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can. I love to be by myself, but not when I'm going through something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And toxic? No. I feel like once toxic, always toxic. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Once toxic, always toxic. That's me. That's what I believe.
They just get better at remixing it and repackaging it.
Yeah. Now, if they cheated on somebody else, then okay, you got a chance. Like, if they never cheated on you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I believe that. If they were toxic to somebody else.
Are you one of those girls that feel like, well, I'm different than her?
I don't feel like, well, I'm different, but I do feel.
Because we do. Usually we feel that way.
I used to, and I realized, no, that's not that. I think the effort. Okay. Can be different. I think that your maturity level could be different. Mm-hmm. It's the same toxic person, but he might have grown up and been like, I don't want to do this anymore, so I'm not going to do this to her.
Okay.
Just like when you meet a guy and you know, like, he'll be like, yo, I'm really ready now because I done been through.
But they have to be self-aware to know that they used to be bad. Because some people never see that they was ever bad. They was never wrong.
Yeah, well, that's the issue. That's the person that you don't want. At least he's admitting he's wrong. But it's given he's admitting he's wrong because he wants to come back. Which I have an ex like that. And I blocked him and he keeps calling me on different numbers. And like, even like, go away, because here's the thing. Like, what they try to use is like, oh, but like, we had such a great friendship.
No, because my friends don't treat me like that.
That's literally the words out of my mouth.
Ex that keeps blowing her up, that was trying to get it back. She's done.
The words out of my mouth.
She with someone right now. She likes and we gonna rock.
Oh, and
with
I make
right
that clear. Mm. I make that clear, and especially April Fool's Day, girl. I didn't put up the damn pregnancy test. I waited till 11:45 because I wanted people to really think I was serious.
I got dragged for that before. So.
Everybody and their mother slid in my DMs like dudes I didn't see. In 12 years before Instagram even exists. I didn't even know they followed me.
So April Fool's a couple years ago. It was the 31st, actually. And I was out with my girls. My stomach was looking hella fat. So I was like, take a picture. So I had a food baby. So I held my stomach. And I posted it later. I put, it's never too late for miracles. That's all I said.
I remember
Everyone
that.
Everyone hit me up.
That.
Well, a few hours later, Nipsey Hussle dies, right? Everyone thinks that I did that before. Like, they I got blamed. Like, they were like, well, it's such bad taste, especially today. And I'm like, it had nothing to do with him.
I never knew that.
The people that wished me well were like, I hope you have a miscarriage and you never have a baby. The stuff they said to me was way worse than anything I've ever done. So people got really angry with me about the April Fool's joke.
So basically, don't joke with people.
They don't like the pregnancy stuff.
I mean, Haley Bailey, DDG, it was a bunch of people. And like I said, I waited till it was super late and I only put it on my story for probably like about 20 minutes.
Girl, you got lucky they didn't drag you because they
went. Nah, they didn't drag me. Everybody thought it was funny because then I was like, I can't believe y'all fell for that stupid test that I saw on 55 people pages. So like I wrote that right after. So maybe that's why, because you dragged it.
I think because I was older and they were rooting for me to actually get pregnant. And then they were like, we were happy for you. And then they felt like they felt cheated.
Yeah, everybody was saying, finally, bitch, it's about time. Right. I was like, damn, I'm not really pregnant. They're right. Like, oh,
yeah.
It's about time you sat your fast ass down. No,
what have we learned today?
Nothing.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Let's ask Miss Lawrence.
Okay.
Okay, so we got to talk to Miss Lawrence real quickly.
Can I just say, Miss Lawrence always just stunts on us every single time. So effortlessly.
Every time.
I be having my little regular schmegular stuff on, think I'm doing something. And then here comes Miss Lawrence, like, this old thing looking all cute. Hey, Miss Lawrence.
It literally is an old thing. But listen, I know we here today to talk about festival fashion. And when I was looking at my closet, I'm like, what am I going to wear for the girls today? This is it's a lightweight, like, windbreaker moment, but it's so whimsical that it stands out. So if you're in a crowd, if you're in a super, super crowded place, like at a festival, a music festival, whatever, like, it's light, but you can still be super fly with it. You can it's eye-catching, it's drawing.
Yes, and it's comfortable. You can take it off if you need to. If it gets hot, cold, you're putting it on off. So like you said, we're going to talk about festivals and, what to wear. Just this past 2 weeks ago, I believe, it was the Dreamville Festival, and that went down in Raleigh, North Carolina. Big shout out to J. Cole, Drake, Usher, City Girls, Glorilla. It was crazy from what it looked like. Everybody had a great time and it was super peaceful. I love that because we've been hearing about these stories where people are dying at festivals and clubs and from getting trampled and thinking they heard gunshots. But it was all safe, all friendly. Yeah. And we have Coachella coming up, which I've never been to Coachella. Have y'all ever?
I've never been to Coachella. And I feel like if you go to Coachella, like, that body got to be right, because the people, they don't wear clothes at Coachella. Like, it's a very minimal type of fashion that happens at Coachella. Fly, but very minimal. So from pictures every year, I would see lots of crochet moments, lots of bra and panty moments. Like, the people don't really give you like layers on layers when it comes to, and even spring layers, spring and summer layers, they don't give you all of that at Coachella. It's a very big oversized t-shirt with a shoe. And And a frame. Like, that's what I've always observed when I would look at the, the photos and all that that comes in after, a lot of footage that will come in afterwards from Coachella, which is unlike a lot of the other festivals, right? Some festivals, like, I feel like the fashion varies depending on which festival it is, the type of energy. Like we just talked about, some festivals are for that younger crowd that gets a little rowdy and gets a little crazy, and that's when you hear the horror stories. But then you have those festivals like Essence Festival, like Strength of a Woman Festival.
Huh? You better talk.
Yes, honey, that's a plug. Like Strength of a Woman Festival was more of a grown crowd, and we kind of settled into our comfort chic moments for a festival. So, again, those maxi dresses, those utility pants, shorts, you name it. But staying fly. We talked last week about you know, what shoes are appropriate this season, this spring and summer. The wedges, the ballerina slippers. We could do the pointy toe with the kitten heel if you want. You know, it's just,
you got to be careful out there with your shoes though, because you know you're out there in the field. Your shoes might not be coming back the same way that they came outside.
Exactly. So be very careful about what type of shoe you decide to wear.
Go to Macy's, get you some flats. It could be sneakers. It could be, even if you want your feet dirty, you could do the slides. Cause I need socks when we doing festivals.
You need socks. You need, listen, t-shirts. Macy's have the best graphic t-shirt. Get you some graphic t-shirts. You know, you can have something where you can stand out. You can do some disco-y, flashy kind of moments, you know, pair with a booty short or leggings.
Okay.
This is the best time to wear leggings at festivals. Not out every single day of the week. You know, yeah. I call it lazy fashion, but to each his own. But festivals, leggings, that's where it's most appropriate.
I want to dress Claudia for a festival. I want her to have her butt out. And I want, like, the thing around her head. You know how, like, they be having
like the bandana?
The headband. Okay.
So the flowers?
Like the beads and all that stuff.
Yeah, I want her to have flowers around her head, her butt out, her bunions, because she don't got them no more. Her used to be bunions. So her pretty toes is going to be out. What? I'm dressing you. And wait. Then what did you say on the top? A bra.
Oh,
a sexy little, you know, like a bralette or whatever.
Ooh, she could do
like
a bralette.
Not a tank top, but you know
a bandeau top.
A bandeau. Miss Lawrence, how do you like my outfit choice from Macy's for Claudia? With her butt out, a bralette, a flower crown, and her toes out.
I would say I think Claudia could definitely pull it off. She's a model or former model. she get her time in with the sun, so I'm sure that body is nice and tan.
Should she twerk?
I can't twerk. First of all,
I know you have your Caucasian side.
My Caucasian side holds me back. I cannot twerk. I am right here, you guys. Y'all talking about me like I'm dead. Like, I'm not here.
I spoke positive, though. I said if all of that stuff will work. Listen, I'm not an ageist. I feel like women and men, you can wear whatever you want as long as your body is appropriate for it.
I'm about to be 50, but having my cheeks out, though, L'Oreal.
Yeah, okay. I think that's how you got to do it.
All right, L'Oreal, I'm going to let you dress me for one day at the festival. Wow. I'm agreeing to it live on the air right here.
I can't wait. Come on, Macy's. All right, where do you want to go today?
Sure, Macy's. Let's go to Macy's.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Miss Lawrence, for joining us. Let the people know where they can follow you at so they can get in the know of what you got going on.
Yes, you can follow me on social media at Miss Lawrence. M-I-S-S Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E. That is where I update everything that I have going on so you all can stay tuned and come and find me.
I'm going to come find that shirt. I like that shirt. That's good.
Got you, friend.
Well, actually, that could be a part of that outfit for when I'm dressing you. You
so
can
let
like
me
tie
how
it.
This can go. You wear an unopened.
There we go.
Bikini top.
One of those. What
Bandus.
Yeah, you put that thing on, a band or whatever around your boobs.
I have really good boobs. They hang up. They up high.
See, look at that.
Stomach out. You put that little chain thing around your waist. Put you a booty short on. Put you a really cute, fly, sexy sandal on. A glass sandal will be super cute with that.
They really going to call me a white girl then.
They're going to be like, come on, festival booty.
Bye, y'all.
Jamaican festival, that kind of festival, the one you eat. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, talk to y'all later.
And we're going to get out of here. The Unjust Around Podcast. This was an interesting one, Claudia.
This is fun and therapeutic. And if y'all want to hit me up and send me some beautiful non-toxic text messages or DMs, actually not text messages, @ Claudia Jordan on social media. And L'Oreal loves getting your toxic messages.
No. I mean, yeah, sure, sure. Send them on in.
L'Oreal, it's good for the show.
Yeah, but they can send you stuff for your birthday. That's what I thought from Macy's.
Yes, Macy's gift cards.
Yeah, send Claudia some Macy's gift cards. You know, send small. Ain't got to be nothing crazy. It all adds up.
It sure does.
That's it. And we're going to let you finish celebrating your birthday.
Thank you so much.
Because I feel like you need a break right now.
I'm going to take a break. Thank you, everybody, for everything. L'Oreal, thank you for having me, as always. And
happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy Aries season, too. All the Aries out there.
That's right.
And we're going to get out of here. Make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend. The Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy.
All right, y'all. Bye. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to the Undressing Room podcast. And be sure to check out all of our shows on the Urban One Podcast Network.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.